From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is meeting in London with European allies to discuss Syria. Yesterday, he met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and regional players, but there were no breakthroughs. Secretary Kerry's spokesman, Mark Toner, on the U.S. focus of these talks.
The urgent need right now in front of us is some kind of cessation of hostilities, or at least a significant reduction in the level of violence, certainly in and around Aleppo. But more broadly, you know the framework we're working with then, which is to try to get a cessation. And once you get that cessation, then we can talk about next steps, which include getting negotiations back up and running in Geneva, as well as access for humanitarian assistance throughout Syria.
Hundreds of thousands of civilians are trapped in Aleppo without aid or a way out to escape from the war. Meantime, Syrian opposition forces backed by Turkish airstrikes launched an offensive in northern Syria to get control of the key border town from the Islamic State. South Korea has strongly condemned North Korea's latest missile launch attempt. Earlier, the U.S. military reported that North Korea tried to launch an intermediate-range ballistic missile Saturday, but the effort failed. In addition to already conducting an unprecedented two nuclear tests this year, Pyongyang has advanced its land-based and submarine-based ballistic missile capabilities with numerous launches in the last 6 months. A suicide bomber struck a Shiite Muslim religious observance Sunday in Baghdad, killing at least two people, wounding four others. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, but it's similar to other assaults carried out by the Islamic State. Another suicide bomber in Baghdad killed more than 35 people and wounded 50 others Monday, observing the same Muslim ritual. This is VOA News. The United Nations says around 370,000 Afghan refugees have returned home from neighboring Pakistan this year, with a significant spike seen since mid-July. The UN officials in Pakistan acknowledge the exodus of registered Afghan refugees is largely volunteer. They also note that the refugees agency's decision to double the cash grant for voluntary returnees in mid-June and a newly launched campaign by the Afghan government to encourage the displaced families to return to Afghanistan and take part in the nation building are among major contributing factors for the unusual rise in the number of Afghans choosing repatriation. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, on a visit to Haiti, said he's establishing a trust fund for the victims of Hurricane Matthew, which left hundreds dead. Mr. Ban toured the country to see firsthand the extensive destruction left by Matthew, as storm victims continue to express frustration at delays in getting help.
I saw hundreds of houses destroyed, and even old trees. It swept the whole villages. As President said, more than 500 people have lost their lives. And I met so many displaced persons, young people, women, the pregnant, and some sick people. It was heartbreaking.
Speaking in Port-au-Prince, Mr. Bond also said he is disappointed by the international community's response to Haiti, one of the country's worst hit by Hurricane Matthew. Nearly 200 of the world's nations reached a historic agreement to reduce greenhouse gases at a climate conference in Rwanda. Gina McCarthy is head of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
And if you look at it, we are going to achieve somewhere in the order of 80% to 90% of the emission reductions from these chemicals. It is staggering what this will achieve. We're talking about an amount that's comparable to thousands of coal-fired power plant emissions.
The accord divides countries into three groups with different timeframes for starting their greenhouse gas reductions. The Philippines is being slammed by Typhoon Sarika. The storm has forced the evacuation of thousands of people early Sunday on the main Philippine island of Luzon. The heavy rainfall has caused minor landslides and damaged crops there. Weather officials say Sarika is moving toward the South China Sea, but not before causing power outages and wind damage. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us on our website at voanews.com. Thank you for joining us. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.